Welcome to episode 376 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Producer Gerald practicing safe social distancing. He's behind the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping himself safe.
He is. He's making it happen. He's doing his part to flatten the curve.
Yeah, you got to flatten the curve. A phrase that we're all familiar with now.
I wish I could do more to flatten the curve. I sure do.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, all you can do is your part.
I know, but there are some things I am an above and beyond guy. And when it comes to sitting home on the couch and not interacting with people, I'm definitely above and beyond.
You're ready to pledge your
right.
Your commitment to that movement?
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's super important. I just need people to listen to my
side. Pipe down and listen to what they're saying on the TV. This flatten the curve thing's pretty important. I think we're gonna wanna pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm. But my leaders, my immediate leaders, don't see it the same way.
Yeah, we all work in industries that are apparently
essential.
Essential. Now I'm gonna be real with you, in that I think only one of them is actually essential, and that would be producer Gerald.
That's where I'm kind of at too. Although producer Gerald being working in IT, I feel like he should have a work from home option.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I see no reason for that not to. It seems that his employer probably needs to invest in a better VPN system.
They probably got a banging one. It's probably fine.
It probably works just fine, but they're just assholes because, you know.
Yeah, he can't do his job from home.
Oh.
I can do most of my job from home, and we have a pretty awesome VPN that's not as slow as what I hear everybody else say.
Uh-huh.
So I could work from home effectively, but there's part of my job that has to be done out in the wild.
Right, right.
So there is some risk associated with that.
Right.
So I don't know, but we're all essential. That's what I've learned over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, here's what I've come to realize is there are actually two categories of the essential, okay? The essential is truly essential. You know, your paramedics, your firefighters, your police officers, your doctors, nurses. I would consider them truly essential for definition of the word. There is a secondary definition for the rest of the world, and that seems to be synonymous with disposable. Because if you get sick, fuck it, we'll just find someone else to do your job because monkeys can do it.
I think the service that both your workplace and my workplace provides is essential. I don't think that you or I are essential in the way that this thing works.
Mm, yes.
Like the service that my employer provides is essential right now.
Right, right.
Whether I work or not doesn't change the how essential it is or how well it does or doesn't work.
Mm, right. Yeah,
I'm sales. Okay, it doesn't make any difference,
right?
Whether or not I work,
right?
But we all got lumped together into essential, so you know, it feels good to be important. I'm thinking about getting a shirt that says I'm essential.
I know better.
So the world knows.
I will never have one.
Maybe one that says I wash my hands, so other people know. You know, just think about carrying around a 6-foot. Stick so that people understand how close they can get to me.
I think you have to be very careful that when people tell you that, oh, you're essential, you know, as in considering what's going on right now, everybody's like, oh, yeah, but you're essential. No, my business is essential. I am fucking as disposable as fucking plastic forks.
Look at that shirt. It says, yes, I'm essential.
As an individual who works at my place, I am a fucking used up paper towel. I can just be thrown away.
I like to think no one's getting fired and hired right now, though.
That's true. That's true.
They might let you go or you might let yourself go, but they're not going to fill it just yet.
Right.
So you're disposable soon. Just not today, probably.
What'll happen is once everything comes back together, they're going to find, oh, well, these were the people that were loyal to us and these were the people that weren't. So we're going to get rid of them.
There's a lot of essential shirts out there. I wasn't first on this movement.
No. Everybody. I mean, it's good. You do need to keep your economy running in some way, shape, or form. I understand that. But there does still have to be a fine line between. And for the most part, I think my company is trying to take it. But I'd still rather be sitting at home every day.
Yeah, I do like all these passive aggressive shirts. But a lot of people that I know people who lost their job. So, you know, I'm lucky in that I still have one.
That have lost it?
Lost it. Like you don't get paid anymore. Too bad.
You don't have a job here anymore? Or?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm lucky to still have a job. Not at my place of business, but.
See, I don't really know of anybody who has lost their job.
Yeah, I know two people that were just totally, like, more or less told to fuck off.
Right. Like, more or less you're fired.
Well, there's no money to pay you if you're not working.
Right. But is it a layoff or is it? You're fired.
It's you're fired. Go get unemployment, and if we start back up, hopefully you can get a job here.
Okay, so it's more of a layoff at this point.
Sorta.
Because you're laid off until you don't get the call back, right? And then you got fired.
Yeah, but what they're saying is they're laying them off with no pay, or they can resign and get unemployment. So they're forcing them to quit, basically.
No, because if you quit, you're not eligible for unemployment.
I don't know. That's what they're telling them. So.
I mean, if you quit a job, you can't go get unemployment.
It depends. For this, they're paying out unemployment for everything, I think, in Tennessee right now. And maybe. It's full payout.
Okay. Yeah. They're doing something like that here, too. But, okay. Then they may be. I haven't heard the ins and outs of it because I haven't contemplated it.
So, both of those people work for the same company that I know, and it's a tough deal. So, I'm not complaining that I still have a job. I am just, you know, you don't want to be the guy out there spreading it.
Right, right.
And because the symptoms are so different, you know, I could have it. And because I'm in a peak physical specimen, you know, I may not even be showing any signs. Could just be out there spreading it. Because my body's
so... You
could
be, yes. Because, yes, you are a force of nature.
Yeah, so, you know, who knows, right? You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be a carrier. So, you know,
yeah, I mean, I'm glad I have a job too, but the difference is I act like I'm complaining and I have to go to work, but that's not really different from any other day in my life.
Yeah. In fairness, I've known you 4 years and you've never not complained about having to go to work.
Right.
This just plays right into the norm.
Right. So this is, it's not like it's different.
And so, I don't care to go to work. Like I said, my real fear is I don't want to be sick and not know it and spread it to other people. That's my whole thing.
Right.
Because I work in fairly close quarters with the people that are around me and also strangers that we're attempting to sell to. So, that's my only concern. But I will say we've got a lot of stuff in place, you know, especially I try to remind everybody every day to keep their distance and practice all the rules from the CDC. So, luckily, nobody's sick yet, and we're, you know, chugging along. So that's all I want. I don't want to be the dick bag that's out there handing that out.
Right. Me either.
But, yeah. We all have jobs. You're in a hard hit state, but you're in a good spot as far as that goes.
Well, I'm actually in one of the harder hit counties in the state. Or very near one. I work in one of the hardest hit counties in the state. But the difference is that it's still like where the real hotspot is still like 120 times.
Right.
Know? Like New York City is really, really bad. And yeah.
Close like, quarters.
Yeah. And like Monroe County, which is like the next county over, it's where I work, is in that county. That's like number three or something in the state. But it goes from like whatever it is, 20,000 over in New York City, it goes to like 300 in Monroe County. So,
right. Yeah, it's not good, but all things considered.
Right. But we also have a very diverse population here too, as far as different nationalities, different, age groups, you know, we a number of different things going on. So
I think we might have just rolled into double digits for confirmed cases here.
Mm-hmm. Like, see, the county I live in actually only has 4.
Yeah, I think we probably just rolled over double digits. I will tell you the problem here is a lot worse, just like every place, than what's reporting. Mm-hmm. The news keeps saying you can pretty much add 10 to every confirmed case. That's probably the real number, or add 8, excuse me.
Right.
So, you know, who knows? Just stay away from people. You should do that anyways.
Yes.
You can still talk to people. 6 feet is not that far.
Yep, you can. Looks like producer Daryl's trying to find out where I live.
We've done this before.
I know we have. It's
this
up there.
It's always complicated.
Up there at Rochester. That's the county I'm talking about that I work in. If you look right below Rochester, I think it says Henrietta. That's right, literally the town that I work in.
Now, where is New York City in relation to this?
It's about 6 hours southeast.
Oh, okay. We zoomed so far that all I could see was Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So, but as I said, we do have. Yeah.
That's far.
It is.
Do you ever go to New York City?
No.
When's the last time you've been?
Oh, it's been, I don't think I've ever gone. I went on like a school trip.
Oh, you haven't gone since you moved back?
No.
There's nothing for you to need to do there, right?
No, there's not. I mean, it's, the thing is, if I needed to take, really, to go to New York City, it's not like you go to New York City for a day trip.
Right. You need to get a hotel and all that.
Because there's way too much to do there. So when you go there, you spend like, you know, a weekend or a couple days, or take a 4-day weekend. The problem is, when I do that, it's not to go be around a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
If I'm going to take time, it's going to be to not be around a lot of people, or, you know, I have to go visit family somewhere, something like that. I haven't been to New York City in 25 years, probably.
It's saying approximately 400 miles.
Well, yeah, if you go straight
244 miles.
Yeah, if you go that way.
Yeah, Gerald's gone as the crow flies.
Yeah. What you actually have to do, the way to get there, Gerald, the quickest way to get there is actually you would take that I-90 there. And you would go all the way over to Albany and then go straight down. Believe it or not, that is the quickest way to get there.
He's going to do directions from here to here. Let's see.
And I think that is more 400 and some odd hours.
400 miles, not 400 hours.
Or 400 miles.
That's a long time.
Yeah. 400 hours is a long time. You get to the moon faster.
Remember when people had to use, and no offense if you still use it, but when people had to use like MapQuest and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
5 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
there is that way to go too, I guess. I forgot about that way.
There's tolls too.
There's tolls, yes. We have a lot of toll roads here.
Google has alerted us to the tolls maybe happening on this route.
So, 5 hours.
Now, the way you were talking about is 6 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It does look like the easiest route or route.
Right. It takes a little longer, but it is much more of a straight route. It's literally, you know, the thing is if you're going to drive to New York City, that's stupid, because nobody drives in New York City, and the people that do drive don't drive well. So if you're not used to driving in New York City, you're not going to know what you're doing. So it's easiest to just fly and take a cab or Uber or whatever.
Would you fly out of Buffalo?
Either Buffalo or Rochester. I live about halfway between both of them. Because you got to remember, he's got it coming from Rochester. I'm about another 40 minutes west of that.
And then where would you fly into?
Probably LaGuardia.
Yeah. I've been to New York one time when I was a child on a school trip, much like you had. And
now I do know there's a bunch of people like in the surrounding area and in other states as well, like Connecticut and Pennsylvania. They actually have trains that go in.
Right.
Now that's an option. I could take a train, but it would take longer. There are trains, yes.
Okay. Now that might be fun. You guys could like date night it on a train.
No. No. No.
You could bring your Switch and play the Switch on the train.
That's, oh yeah, because that's how my wife likes her date nights.
I'm going to play Switch. You do whatever it is that you do in your space, and then we'll talk on the train.
Look out the window.
Right. If you're playing, I'll let her in on a little secret. If you're playing Switch on the train, your battery is going to be dead in about 3 hours.
Yep.
So there'll be lots of time to still spend together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have the new Switch, so it should take more than
4 hours.
Four.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't use all that battery in one place.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I was playing mine the other day, and I was like, this thing's almost not portable. I mean, it is, but I was playing Animal Crossing. I was like, it's almost not portable how quickly this thing died.
Yeah. It happens quickly. Mine doesn't.
But I will say, Animal Crossing just is a real delight. It's a treat right now with everything bad going on. It's a treat.
Yeah, you're loving it, huh? What'd you name your island?
It's so good. Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay. Okay. Now, I will tell you, they don't give you enough characters to properly name an island. So, friend of the show, Marshall 205, because he's a copycat, he's Dolphin Bay. Dolphin Bay cannot even have a space in it. That's max letters. Dolphin Bay is the most letters.
Wow, that's crappy.
Yeah. Yeah. So all these great ideas I had that I tried to type in, it was like negative, sir.
No. You got halfway through it.
Yeah. So you're very limited on that. Turtle Bay fit. It looks nice. He's pretty happy with it. He's a friend of the show, Marshall 205, spent over an hour trying to name his island that night that he first got his Animal Crossing, because he tried everything and nothing would fit.
So was his name just like, was it just like, fuck it?
I think so. I think he couldn't think. I think all the ones he wanted wouldn't fit. So then he loves turtles. I also love turtles, but I got the game before he did. So I actually tried three or four things that didn't fit. And then I settled on Turtle Bay as a fun name. That's a real thing in Hawaii. Turtle Bay is. So he tried a bunch of stuff and then asked me what mine was called. And then next thing I know, he's like, oh, I'm Dolphin Bay. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then I saw it and realized he couldn't even put a space in it. And I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah. That's
not enough characters.
That's crappy. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. So and then I think a friend of the show, Thomas, his is Majora. Maybe is the name of his land. It's not even a bay or isle or anything.
Right. I saw something on Twitter. I was like, I have created an island and its name is Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a real thing. There's a lot of that out there because nothing fits. But the game is absolutely amazing. And happy to say that a friend of the show, Marshall 205, is hooked on it. So I was worried. We talked about this when we were playing one night because I'm bad about convincing people to get something.
Yeah, you are.
And then they hate it. I was very careful to not convince anybody. So I was on, friend of the show, Patman was on, and Marshall was on. And we were talking about Animal Crossing. And he's like, oh, what is it? I'm like, hey, it's just a fun little game. Like, I kept it so generic and, like, stopped talking about it immediately because I didn't want to be that guy.
Who was that? Who was asking that?
Howard was. He's never played it. Marshall. Never played
okay.
it.
Okay.
So he's like, what is it? And I'm like, oh, it's just a fun little game where you just do like normal life stuff. And like, I just stopped talking. We started talking about something else. We didn't revisit it, anything. And the next day he just sent me a picture of it. He's like, hey, I got it. And I was like, oh, okay. I won't feel responsible for this one then.
That's kind of not your fault, but he is enjoying it.
He loves it. He told me yesterday it was his favorite game he's ever played on the Switch. So I felt good about that. But, yes, it's a lot of fun. It's been taking up most of my time. I'd say I'm probably 20 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. Just picking it up whenever I can between projects.
Pretty sure it's still a game I would hate.
Yeah, the more I play it, the more I don't know that anyone will hate it. It's the kind of game that you need to play every day for, like, 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, I will. So, and I don't do that. So
yeah. So if people don't find that routine fun,
I'm like not into fishing. I'm not into chopping wood.
Yeah, that stuff takes like 2 seconds. So that's not really. I mean, it is, but it isn't. That's more of like a resource gathering thing. The key to it is really like just living your life. You've got to figure out ways to make money. There's different stuff for sale every day. You craft different items. You fix your house up. So your house would look like you. Like, I would be able to walk up to your house and just know that it's your house, because that's the whole idea of Animal Crossing, is that you kind of fix things up and unlock the stuff that you find interesting.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I super love it. I think it's excellent. It may be my favorite Switch game, too. I'm not ready to dethrone Breath of the Wild or Odyssey yet, but it's incredible. And I'm sure it will be, because I could see me playing this for the rest of the year easily. Just through the seasons. You have to get through all the seasons to even see everything.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they time gate you in this. So,
and
like, you'll do something.
Season are real time, right?
Yep. Days are real time. Seasons are real time. You have to change the time of your Switch if you want to cheat. Everything moves at its own pace, and it's paced out on purpose so that you don't need to play it all day every day. You just need to play it for a little time each day and keep moving everything forward. But I super enjoy it. Rocket League Rocket Pass 6 came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 6.
It did.
It came out on Wednesday of last week. I think it was Wednesday, Monday, whatever day. Anyways, it came out, so I scooped it up. And the new car is okay. I actually like it. I've been playing through that a little bit, and that's it. I mean, I just heavy on Animal Crossing with a sprinkling of Rocket League. I tried to play Wreckfest last night, but there was a massive storm here, and mm-hmm. the power kept flickering for both me and Marshall 205. So.
That makes it tough, yeah.
Yeah, makes it hard.
Yeah. I played a bunch of new stuff this week.
Bunch of new-new?
A bunch of new-new. I platinumed Terminator Resistance.
Yeah, that's for some reason not a text message I was expecting to get. Like, I knew you were playing it, but you'd never even talked about, like, hey, I might try to platinum this.
Well, the thing is, it ended up being an easy platinum. There's really only one there's a few that are missable, but if you go in there to try to do everything, you know, and do your exploration, it's pretty easy. There's only one that's actually missable, but I had already had the prerequisites in order to get the one that was missable. So I completed it, and I didn't even know it. And then once I was in the middle of the game, I started looking at trophies, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to platinum this.
I think we were on one night. You were playing it.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing I heard from you was like 2 days later, and you texted and said, platinum Terminator. And I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the first thing I will tell you is that is not the greatest game in the world.
Okay, I think we knew that.
The second thing I will tell you is that it is not the worst game in the world.
Did you have fun with it?
I did have fun with it. Story, it was a typical Terminator story. You know, if you like the Terminator franchise, you'll enjoy this. It is considered canon. So, and it kind of fills in some gaps and some spots that that aren't in the movies. So that was interesting.
Is it Resistance?
It's Resistance, yes.
Okay, Terminator Resistance.
It's weird because there's times when the game looks good, and there's times where the games look like where it looks like garbage.
Oh yeah, that's what you were saying. So that carries all the way through.
Yeah, that's all the way through. it's very, it's just very, I guess, it's a very by the numbers first person shooter. It really is. But if you have to enjoy what it's about, if you're going to get any enjoyment out of it. If you don't care about the Terminator, you're going to turn this game off in 45 minutes.
Yeah, if there's not a soft spot in your heart for Terminator in general, the game's not strong enough on its own.
Yeah, no, it does not stand on its own. It's a game I'll never go back to. I picked it up for $15 and played through it. I probably spent a little more than 10 hours on it.
There you go.
Go ahead. They rank the trophy difficulty, Producer Gerald's got it up, as 2 out of 10. That's right. They're not difficult, but there is one that's, there's a couple that are missable. One is really missable. There's only one that's really, really hard that you have to have everything come together properly for in order to get it. I won't spoil it because I don't know why that's a concern because nobody's going to play this fucking game. But
somebody else played it because they took the time to list it. They do say it can be done in one playthrough, and they do list 10 hours as kind of the time for it.
You can do it in one playthrough. I did it in one playthrough. But like I said, on one trophy in particular, I got lucky.
What's the name of that one? Just, do you know?
I don't. Something about what's in here. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Let me go to him. Let's see.
He's got them pulled up.
Collectible, missable. I don't think it's. Is it No Hope? It might be No Hope.
Yeah, that's the only one they have listed as missable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. No Hope. So yep, if you're out there and you're playing Terminator Resistance and you pop No Hope, then there's no reason not to go for the platinum.
There's not, no.
Get the platinum. Also, if you're just playing it, email us. Let us know. Tweet us, whatever.
Yeah, because I really need to know.
Yeah.
The voice acting was horrible in it. I will say that. Voice acting was bad. Just bad.
If Terminator Resistance 2 came out, would you play it?
Maybe if I could get it for $15 like I did Resistance, I would, yeah. Because, I mean, for me, you know me, I'm a B-movie guy, I'm a B-game guy. So yeah. It was really kind of right up my alley. And I'm a fan of the Terminator franchise. You know, I've watched them all. That includes Dark Fate. That includes a TV show. So,
My fear, though, is that you were going from playing Borderlands to playing Terminator, mm-hmm. knowing the shooting was not going to hold up.
The shooting is that actual mechanic is pretty good in this game.
As good as Borderlands? Could you make that statement? Would you put that on the box?
No. It does not have near the. I would say it's a little more realistic.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, did you go back to Borderlands? The DLC dropped for that, right?
I have not, and there's a reason for that, which I'll get to in a second.
Okay.
I did not pick, because as you all know, we don't know what's going to happen with our jobs. Are we going to get cut back in hours? That kind of thing. And I also had a scare this week, so I was actually off for 2 days that I was not planning on. And so I picked up Control for $25.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's a great price for that.
Because that's a game I've really, really been wanting to play. And that price, I was like, that's the price. That's the price point. I couldn't spend 50 on it. I couldn't spend 60 on it. I couldn't do it for 50. 25 was it. I'm like, this is it. It's on. So I scooped that up, and I've been playing that. Probably not even a quarter of the way in yet. I popped 11% of the trophies, I guess we'll say that. And it's a Remedy game without a doubt. If you don't like the Remedy games, if you don't like Alan Wake, if you don't like Quantum Break, you're not going to like Control. End of story. There's no other way around it. But it controls phenomenal. Some of the different things you're able to do. A lot of mystery involved in the game. As I'm sure that comes as no surprise to anybody. I'm having fun with it. Yeah. It's started out a little slow and a little too much mystery at first. You kind of got to plod through that mm-hmm. to start getting, but once you start getting some answers, you want to continue to play through more. I'm in the middle of that. I'm enjoying that.
I'm interested in that, but the timing's not great for me with Animal Crossing.
Right. I get that. But for that price, I couldn't pass it up.
Couldn't piss either. Yeah.
I couldn't pass it up, and I'm not doing Animal Crossing. So, and then I needed to, I needed a little break from Control. So I ended up downloading Sonic Forces and started to play some of that.
Oh, no. Why? That is part of March's PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, it was titles. Free.
When people thinking Dan paid money for that.
So I picked that up and started playing through that, and I'm creating my avatar and playing through it. So
better or worse than Terminator so far?
They're not, you can't compare those two. That's not even right.
So better you're saying.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying it's different. I've actually never been a huge fan of the Sonic games. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I need something just easy breezy to get through. Just to sit here and not think. And what better than Sonic Forces?
Right.
So
one of the standout Sonic titles.
Yeah. So, yeah, I played through that. And I didn't play through it, but I've played it. I played like 3 missions of it. That's the 3 things I played this week.
Oh, yeah, look, they're customizing character right there.
Yeah, you can customize your character for that, yeah.
It is what it is. It looks like a Sonic game.
It does?
Sonic Mania, the last Sonic game I played, and I thought it was pretty stellar.
I mean, it's Sonic. I don't think you can go wrong if you know what you're getting into.
This trailer's a little too serious. Taking back the world from a powerful new evil.
Oh, yeah, because apparently the whole Sonic gets imprisoned and
Eggman takes over the world. Don't spoil the story for these fine Sonic fans.
Yeah.
Out here from this 2017 game.
Yeah. So there's that.
I'm probably not going to play that one, but I did add it to the library.
Oh, yeah. I added it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to download it. You do get episode Shadow. So you do, when you download it, you do get an extra episode that you can, and you get to play as Shadow. So
more Sonic.
It's a little add-on for you.
Yeah, scoop that up, folks.
It's free.
Yeah, at least add it to the library. You're not doing it right if you're not adding it to the library.
Yeah, no. And I can't remember what the other game is that was.
It's Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, yeah. That one's in the library, too. I haven't downloaded it.
Yeah, those will pretty much be gone by the time you hear this, though.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you're right up against it. You need to go get them if you're listening the day this comes out.
Yep.
Is that all you played?
Yeah, that's all I played this week.
Sonic Forces. Let me recap what Dan played. Sonic Forces, Terminator Resistance. What else did you play?
Control.
So you played one good game. I'll give you that. Control, I have no bones to pick with Control.
Hey, don't knock Terminator, man.
No, that's a Dan-ass list. That's all I'm saying.
I had a good time with Terminator.
I'm saying that if I was a blind panel, you and producer Gerald, and I was given a list of games, that could actually go either way. But once I hear Control, I know that was you.
Gotcha. But
those other two, I could totally see producer Gerald playing too. Because he loves easy platinum.
Uh-huh.
And he loves a free game.
Yes.
Well, he gave a Terminator a hard maybe.
Yeah.
No to Sonic, though. Yeah.
For all of you that are considering Terminator Resistance, I do want to give you a heads up. Some are going to consider this a spoiler, but you need to know it's coming. There are some first-person sex scenes that are pretty off-putting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not what I expected you to say.
Little Uncanny Valley, little just weird. I don't know about that development choice.
Yeah, I see lots of, as he searched for it, I see lots of stuff pop up.
Yeah. There's that. Be ready for that. Some of you may be into that. That's fine. Have no problem. But if you're, you know, if that's not what you go into your video games for, you probably should be aware that that's coming. That's a thing, no pun intended. That's a thing. So just prepare. If you're going to consider it, you need to prepare yourselves for that.
So Gerald's got it pulled up now, and I can already tell that it's weird.
Yeah. See?
It's weird. See? Yeah, it's a little weird.
Uh-huh.
See, oh, and it just goes through the thing, huh?
I told you it's a first person sex scene.
But it just keeps going. It's not even stopping.
No, it's like a Pornhub POV video.
It is. But her eyes aren't right.
Right. Right. Right. None of it's right.
This is a thing.
None of I told you.
Is there nudity in this?
No.
It's just all from the shoulders up.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You're right. Some people will be into this.
I know.
How bizarre.
Right. I told you I wasn't sure about that.
Look, if it fits
choice.
Into the excellent story they're telling, then I guess it's fine, but I was not expecting that. Now, have you encountered that in Sonic at all? Because if so, I'm not ever playing that Sonic.
No. Yeah, it wasn't in Sonic. I didn't see it in Sonic.
If this is your first time here, welcome. We don't always make it super weird before, but sometimes we do. This show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening during your drive, during your quarantine, during your workday, however you listen. We appreciate you. So I tried. Let me tell you, the news was tough this week.
There's not a lot going on because
all the news is shit that's still getting canceled because of the coronavirus, the COVID-19, mm-hmm. and things that might get delayed because of it. Mm-hmm. And you guys have enough bad news right now.
Right.
That I tried to shy away from it. There is a PSA story in here, but most everything is just generic ass news that I don't need you to feel any certain way about. So I tried to stay on the lighter side of things. Do you want to start with the PSA? Start with that so that the rest of it's not weird. So
you want me to start?
No, I'll start. PSA? So Switches are sold out everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pay too much for a Switch. They'll be back in stock. This thing isn't going to last forever. You have options like Stadia and the NVIDIA Shield has their streaming thing. There are other options you can play from home without leaving. You can get a PS4 or an Xbox sent to your house from Amazon or Best Buy or whoever. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that they're selling for $500 for Switches online right now on eBay and stuff like that. Amazon's got them for high 400s. Don't do that.
Don't buy those.
Also, not a shot fired at Amazon. That's third-party sellers. Amazon sold out.
Right. Right.
But I just wanted to remind everybody that, it's okay. Don't overpay. They'll be back in stock. You don't need one so bad right now that there aren't other options.
That's true.
So don't spend $500 on a Switch. I love my Switch. Dan, you love your Switch. Gerald, he loves his. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to pay $500 for one. They'll be back in stock. So I really just wanted to put that on there as it's okay. Give it time.
Just be patient.
Yeah.
We all have to be patient during these times.
Nintendo said they're aware. They're working on getting more stock. Again, more people stuck at home, more people buying Switches. We talked about it last week. I did read an article about the Ring Fit Adventure that you brought up on your list.
Yeah.
Apparently, Nintendo or a lot of the analysts believe that those are a product of resellers. So people thinking, like you were thinking, it would be a good thing for people to have at home as all these new Switches get sold and people want to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So they were purchased in bulk from a lot of different people who are now reselling for extravagant prices. And also, don't overpay for that.
It'll be back.
You shouldn't overpay for anything right now unless it's something that you need to keep you alive.
Right.
People are panic buying a lot of different things right now, and everyone's trying to make a buck. So if you cannot, then don't, especially with video games. It'll be back. So everything else is kind of just a regular news story. I just wanted to get that out of the way. We'll start with the game releases for April 2020. And let me tell you, this is not a robust list.
Oh, man.
At all. We'll start on April 3rd with Resident Evil 3 Remake for PS4, Xbox One. Then we go to April 7th for Disaster Report 4 Summer Memories for PS4 Switch.
Hmm.
That interest you at all? Okay, April 10th, Final Fantasy Remake. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, I forgot to mention, since you bring that up, I actually started to play the demo.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
As well, yeah.
Yeah. Put that on the box.
It's a game. It's, I don't know. It looks amazing.
Gerald, did you check out the demo?
Yeah, he said he did last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did have that whole conversation. I've slept since then. It's hard for me to remember anything.
You have slept since and ate?
That's true. I was on time.
He was on time this week.
April 23rd, Azure Striker Gunvolt Striker Pack for PS4. I don't know what the fuck that is. Don't ask any questions. April 24th, we have Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja 4. Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 Road to Boruto. Looks like burrito if you glance. So that's a thing. Also, I'm assuming these are the same dates because for whatever reason, they just don't have dates next to them. Predator Hunting Grounds for PS4. Trials of Mana for PS4 and Switch. A lot of this shit comes out on PC. We just elected to not talk about it. The Naruto game comes out on Switch only.
Yes.
April 28th, we have Gears Tactics for Xbox One. And Minecraft Dungeons is still on this list as a to-be-determined in April. But if it's a to-be-determined in April, it probably isn't going to make it. But that'll be coming out for Xbox One as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything on here?
Let me look again. I want to give it a fair shake. No.
Okay.
No. So Disaster Report 4 actually sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
I know those Disaster Report games have kind of like a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
Predator Hunting Grounds apparently is shaping up to be a pretty decent game. It's not my thing at all.
Yeah, it's asymmetrical PvP.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever they call that, yeah.
Whatever they call it.
It's a... what's that game that everybody loved and then hated? The first
Evolve?
One of those kind of. Yeah, Evolve. Yeah, it's got the Evolve vibe. It's got the Friday the 13th vibe.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
All
those. Gears Tactics is interesting. I suck at tactics games, but I think they're cool. Minecraft Dungeons would be great if you guys were getting it because it's got a real Diablo vibe, but in the Minecraft universe. So that would be fun with a group of people, but there's probably nothing realistically on this list that I'll purchase.
Yeah, me either. I can say Resident Evil 3 remake is probably going to look fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, it's probably one to pick up. Like Disaster Report, they do have a cult following. Predator Hunter Grounds.
If that game's cheap enough, if Disaster Report's cheap enough and I end up on like lockdown or something, I could see that happening.
Yeah. Predator Hunting Grounds, the Predator's selling point there. You got four soldiers versus one Predator. So that's interesting. People do love their Trials of Mana games, so we'll see. But nothing on here that I really am interested in.
Gerald's got this Disaster Report pulled up. It is like the most Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Look at it.
Not the people in there, just the way the game is, the menu even. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at it. It looks brilliant, though. A disaster's happened.
It has happened, yes.
I don't even know what you do in these games.
I think you try to survive through them somehow.
These people are hurt. That dude's clenching his neck.
There was a disaster, man.
Yeah, it looks like a train wreck.
It was something. Oh, there's a fire, though. I don't know if that was a train or not.
It's got sexual themes, too. That seems to be a message running through this whole show.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays a lady in this one.
Do you have what it takes?
Oh, my God, it is a fire, like a full-blown inferno.
Yeah, and here comes a...
earthquake.
Oh, it's like every disaster you could possibly...
Oh, my God, that building's falling. I don't hate this game.
I don't either, but it's got to be cheap enough.
How good would this game be online if everybody was trying to survive every disaster that could happen? Did he just hit that lady?
I think he pushed her down, yeah. Oh,
goodness. Huh. Looks like it does have subtitles for anybody who is. Yes. Oh, you make choices. It's a choices game.
Oh.
It just might be quick time event after quick time event.
Could be.
If that game's $9.99, I'll probably play it. So let's move on from that. Let's talk some free games. A little caveat here. I don't have the Xbox One Games with Gold. They haven't been announced yet. But there was no other news, so we'll just cover theirs next week when we do it. But I'm going to start with Stadia, just to keep it interesting. So Stadia Pro members are actually going to get three games for April, starting with a fast-paced shooter, Serious Sam Collection, which is remastered versions of Serious Sam the First Encounter, Serious Sam the Second Encounter, and Serious Sam BFE. So that's game number one that you're going to get. The next game you're going to get is Stacks on Stacks on Stacks, A Journey into a Colorful, Wonderful, Colorful World of Absurdism. I don't know. Stack Piles, Blocks, Higher. It's a new game. I think it came out like 2 weeks ago.
And then I think the last one is called Spitlings.
Splitlings.
And the way it's described is a fast, fun arcade game you can play with four friends online that demands and rewards perfect cooperation.
And that came out the same time as Stacks on Stacks on Stacks, and I think both of those are exclusives to Stadia.
I think they are too.
Yeah. Those will hit April 1st, and this is from Stadia's blog post. It says no joke after that, so for what it's worth, they made April's fool's joke about it. Which I'm pretty disappointed in from Google. I like to think better of them. But yeah, those will be available then.
And they actually said no joke.
Right, no joke.
So, because Google is going away from their April Fool's jokes this year.
Yeah, no joke. Those games are free. So, I did want to make something aware to people who don't have a Stadia. I think that all the Stadia Pro games are available all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you go onto like Stadia, this blog post said like instant game collection, and it shows these three plus everything they've given free this whole time. It wasn't part of like the Founders bundle. So, you know, any game that we've ever talked about being free on there that wasn't part of the kind of the Founders thing, keep in mind, if you got a Stadia today, you would have access to all of those.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because like Metro Exodus...
Yeah,
the last
I know
day
it
it's
says,
free is March 31st.
I know it
31st.
Says that, but when you look at it, it says, like when you go to their blog post, it shows, like, get this and all of these. So maybe it's just some of them. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't list every game they've given away. Maybe some stay longer than others. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that doesn't... I don't know, because what happens if they don't get enough new games? They're eventually going to have all of their games for free?
See if you can go to Stadia's website, Gerald. Because they had it.
That's weird.
So... They didn't have a list up. They had this article I pulled, but then they also have like this infographic that says like get this and all these. So maybe it's just some of them. Now while we're waiting, do you regret this is the store? Somehow I was on like a site for them.
Don't know. Do I regret what?
I was gonna ask producer Gerald if he regrets selling his.
Oh.
Oh, go to Stadia blog. That's where it was.
And he says no, he does not regret it.
Where did he say that at?
He said no. You didn't hear him say no?
No.
Oh, yeah, he said no. He doesn't
Maybe
regret
I'm
it.
Maybe I'm without his audio. You see the one where they talk about the free games? That's new games.
I do not.
February... Huh? Maybe try
here we are trying to kill time because we can't find it.
Yeah, maybe try typing in. Well, I want to give people the right info because it does say in that article that that's going away. Try Stadia Pro April 2020 games. That's actually what I searched for when I was trying to put this together, and it took me to a blog post by them. Okay, I think this article I went to, and there somewhere in here it says something about the... If you scroll down, there's a link to the blog. It's either up or down.
Up or down.
Okay, you see right there?
Oh, yeah. And get these titles, it says.
Yeah. Let's see if Metro is one of the... Maybe that's
the
problem. See, they show Metro right there. Available now. Okay, so maybe they move in and out. So maybe Metro's going away, but some of these others are staying because they still show Destiny 2, Grid, Guilt, Metro, the SteamWorld Dig 2, and SteamWorld Quest, along with Thumper.
Okay, so maybe it's like a
rotating collection.
Game Pass things where they rotate a selection. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. So underneath Metro and Thumper, it says claim before March 31st. So it looks like these others are staying. So if you picked it up today, you get the three we talked about, plus Destiny 2, Grid, Guilt, both the SteamWorld games. Yeah, yep. So it is sort of like an instant game collection.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Now, once you claim them, you have them. But if you don't claim them, I guess they go away.
they go away. Right.
Interesting. It's like a hybrid. It's like somewhere between Games with Gold and Game Pass.
Yeah. It's
weird.
I would say that.
Yes. So check that out if you're interested. Speaking of Games with Gold. No, we don't have Games with Gold.
Or not Games with Gold. PS Plus games, sorry.
Speaking of PS Plus, which we weren't talking about at all.
Right. That's my version of a segue, so fuck y'all.
It was good. I thought it was solid.
That's what I do. Like Ryan said, we don't have Games with Gold. Xbox hasn't released those yet. But PS Plus has released their games for the April 2020. And those games are Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Dirt Rally 2.0.
Strong pull with Uncharted 4. You can now have all of the Uncharted games because they gave away
the Drake collection.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So pretty cool. Uncharted 4, yeah. Dirt Rally 2.0.
Dirt Rally is what it is, I guess. People that like that. But yeah, Uncharted 4 is the big pull here. And I don't know. Still no VR on here.
Still no VR. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're waiting for. Maybe PS5.
Maybe. Could be.
Maybe the PS5. The last story kind of that we were going to go over, the Nintendo, they had a Nintendo Direct Mini. That's their name for it, not mine. But it was 29 minutes in runtime. It showed off a bunch of stuff. The full list of everything in the montage was Trials of Mana, which is coming April 24th, Fuser, which is coming Fall 2020, The Elder Scrolls Blades, which is coming Spring 2020, Warhammer 40K, which is coming May 2020, Vigor, which is going to be in closed beta April 9th, Burnout Paradise Remastered, which I'm jazzed up about, coming 2020, Saints Row Re-Elected.
Saints Row 4 Re-Elected.
4 Re-Elected, yeah. That's a game that didn't need to come out, but it's available now.
Yep.
The Legend of Heroes, Trials of Cold Steel 3, coming June 30th. The demo is out now. Mr. Driller Drill Land, coming out June 25th. And Minecraft Dungeons, coming Spring 2020. That list we just read said April, so who knows what's going to happen there. They also announced that Nintendo Switch Online subscribers also get access to a free trial of Super... Super Smash Bros, I think it is.
I don't understand how this is so, what they actually said. Nintendo Switch Online subscribers also get access to a free game trial to coincide with that Super Smash Brothers Ultimate news.
Yeah, so I cut out the part where they announced that I think somebody from ARMS is the next DLC character.
Yeah.
So I cut out that part because we don't really talk about Smash Bros or ARMS. But I think that was the rest of the story. So I think they were saying they're getting that and a free trial. So I think right now, celebrate new Smash Bros. Ultimate deal. Free play period. Yeah. So you could play it right now. You could play Smash Bros. Right now if you don't have it, but you have Nintendo Online.
Mm-hmm.
Could be your chance to see if it's for you, Dan.
It's not. I don't need to take that chance. It's not for me. I don't do fighting games. You have it, right?
Yeah. It's the Smash Bros. I've played the least out of all the Smash Bros. I've ever played. But
yeah, I don't play any of the Smash Bros. See no reason to start with this one.
It's a free trial. Gerald, are you going to jump on this? Try it out? Hard no. Okay. Good talk.
Man, he's just full of hard no's today. The only thing we got on was a maybe on Terminator Resistance.
Yeah, the least probable maybe out of all of them. I feel confident in saying Sonic Forces is probably better than Terminator. And he gave that a hard no. Hard no. What are you trying to Vigor? To highlight there? Yeah, Vigor.
He's trying to highlight Vigor.
He's into that. Vigor game.
What is it?
Looks like a shooter.
Oh. A schluter? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, schluter. I don't know if it's a loot shooter.
I thought it said it was a shooter-looter.
Did it say a shooter-looter? A schluter?
I think
Turn and burn is what that thing just said, I think.
Turn and burn.
It's got a look to it. It's got a Fallout look to it.
A little bit. It's more like a Bioshock meets Fallout.
Yeah.
Now he's in the snow.
Like a Fallshock.
Like or a bio out.
A bio out, yeah. A bio out one. Yeah, I don't know if you said this. Gerald said this game looks good. I don't know if that's true. It looks like a game to me. It's as good as Terminator, I bet. I bet. Look, those ski goggles are. I'm not mad at those, though.
No?
The Vicar release trailer, does it have a corn on the cob and a tomato beside the name? Or is that a knife?
I think it's a knife and a tomato.
A knife and a tomato. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You grow crops, I guess. That says my garden. Now, does this have like a... What's the zombie game on Xbox? Where you have to like build your colony up and all that? State of Decay?
State of Decay, yeah.
This is giving me State of Decay vibes now, but without zombies.
Kind of, yeah, but it looks like...
Yeah, build. Oh, look, yeah.
Huh.
It's like Fallout style building, though.
It looks like atom bombs were dropped during World War II, and this is the aftermath of the life. Is that what this is?
Vigor.
I don't know what this is.
The eye in Vigor is a knife, so that explains that. I'm not sure about the tomato. Is it free? Did it say play for free?
It says beta. Free beta, oh. I think is what it said.
Free beta.
Closed beta April 9th. But I think there's a free beta now on Xbox.
We'll see. We shall see. That's it for the news.
That's it. Big week.
That's it. We'll spiral into shout-outs. Gerald, do me a favor. Go back to Google. We're gonna do the same kind of shout-outs as last week.
All right.
Click on that. Do the five back there. Do the five. All right. So I'm going to tell you the first shout-out comes from friend of the show, Thomas. Thomas, we love you. It looks like Thomas might be moving closer to me soon, so that's fun.
Ah.
Yeah, on his way to where his where they're eventually going. I think in the meantime, he may be closer to me, so that'll be fun. But Thomas' shout-out's going to be just to head over to cdc.gov, check out everything on there if you're concerned. There's a lot of stuff on social media you probably shouldn't believe.
Yes.
And then Zach's shout-out is going to be from Google, do the five. I think we did these last week, but we're going to do them again. Hands, wash them often. Elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. Space, keep your distance. And number five is home. Stay if you can. Dan can. Mm-hmm. He's already been clear on that. He's upset with number five. Now, I think I talked about this, but have you noticed how often you touch your face now?
No, I don't care.
Are you more aware?
No. No.
Okay, because I touch my face all the time and didn't realize it.
Yeah, I don't follow like all those rules.
Now, here's a surprising stat. My phone just sent me my weekly screen time. I'm actually down 56% over last week.
Wow.
So during this pandemic,
you're on your phone less?
Less.
Hmm.
Down on my phone less. Now, which one of those do you have the hardest time with? You said you don't do all of these.
Well, stay at home if you can.
You're right. Yeah, that's not working.
Fucking work. But... Don't touch my face. It's really the only one. I cough into my elbow. I don't like go and wash my hands for just to go do it.
Right.
But every time it's necessary, I go do it.
Now, are you thinking about it at all? Are you washing your hands more?
No.
Okay.
No.
I wash my hands a lot, but I am washing my hands more. I don't want to get it.
And, you know, keep a safe distance. I live my life that way.
Yeah, that's not a huge issue for me. So, I don't like going and doing things. I don't like gathering or events.
So, for the most part, that's like, that's my way of life more so than a coronavirus thing.
Whenever they said you should do your best to not go gather with anyone where there's 10 or more people, and I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day I do my best to make sure that happens. For all of my life, I've done the best to make sure that doesn't happen. So that's good. Taking every other table out of the restaurant, love it. Love it. Keep it that way.
Never go back.
Yeah, keep it that way. I'm into that. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Most of the restaurants here aren't allowing sit-downs.
Yeah, not here either.
They're only doing delivery and takeout.
Yeah. I think everything here is, I think the governor said that had to happen. I don't know if you can eat anywhere right now. I think drive-thru is open pretty well everywhere, though. I think our Waffle House is still open.
Oh, really?
Or our Waffle Houses, yeah.
There were some that closed. They closed like 365 of them.
I saw that. GameStop's still doing curbside to go, too.
Uh-huh.
You see that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're getting ready to close. They said they're going to be closing 325 new stores.
Yeah, I think that's different, though. I think they're like permanently shutting the doors on those.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
I think a lot of these restaurants will open back up. I think that shit's done. Reggie picked a hell of a time to come in.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he probably negotiated all this before the coronavirus was a thing.
This might have was his deal.
You think?
Could be. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know Reggie enough.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we don't talk like we used to.
No. We kind of went our separate ways.
Yeah, you know, he...
You know how it goes.
Nintendo of America, and I didn't, you know?
Yeah, you know how it goes. You
you guys, get busy, you got family and whatnot.
You know, yeah, get caught up in life, and you kind of just... You know, there's a distance gets created between you and your old friend, so...
Yeah. We'll never forget, Reggie. Never forget. That's it. That's all I have. If you want to support us again, you can go to patreon.com. At the $10 tier or above, you get a shout-out. I know the shout-outs haven't been very fun, but we just like to do our part to remind you guys to be safe, be careful. I hear some pretty crazy stuff.
And we're also trying
to
make them a little boring so you guys will send in your shout-outs.
Yeah. Also, like I keep seeing some pretty crazy stuff online, and hopefully, you know, people aren't drinking like rubbing alcohol and stuff. Or bleach or whatever.
I heard about there was some kid that licked a toilet seat as part of a Corona challenge and then got coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, good.
Right. Good. Yeah, that's what we call
the only time I'm going to say that. That is the only time I'm going to say that. This whole thing is good for him. He took the challenge and he didn't pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's how that works.
Now, if you listen to all 375 episodes or six or however many this is, you'll find probably lots of me talking about licking handrails and doorknobs and doors. This is not the time that joke is funny because you don't want to do that right now.
Right.
Once all this calms down, go right back to licking doorknobs and keyboards and all that stuff. But right now, probably cool it on that.
Not the time.
You should never lick a toilet seat.
You should never lick a toilet. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. Just
because either
just
it's because here's the thing, they're either dirty with stuff that will make you sick,
right?
Or they're clean with stuff that will make you sick,
right? But I can almost guarantee you butts been on them,
yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And even if they've been cleaned, even if they've been cleaned and you're no longer licking like butt residue,
right?
You're licking
chemicals.
Chemicals. Yeah.
Now, speaking of butts and clean butts, that Charmin commercial with "My Honey's Clean," I hate that song. It gets stuck in my head. Have you seen it?
Nope. Don't watch TV.
Oh, man. You got to catch it. It's good.
I obviously don't.
Yeah. Gerald, do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, my God. Type in Charmin, "My Honey's Clean." You'll see this fucking commercial.
Don't. You don't have to.
Look at all those people licking toilet seats.
I know. Oh, that one girl licked a... Actually, some dude somewhere, I think in Pennsylvania somewhere, I think he got arrested for making terroristic threats because he coughed on somebody.
Yeah, a lot of that's going around. That's not cool at all. Honey clean. I could just type in Charmin clean. Yeah, there it is, that fucking baby bear dancing.
Is that it?
Yeah, he finds some underpants, just to set it up for you. He finds some underpants on the ground, the family does, and they don't want to pick them up because they might be dirty. And then he says, "They're clean because my honey's clean," and he sings it. And it just keeps following. Look at him. He does that booty dance. Yep. And it comes on way too often, and then it gets stuck in my head. So let us know your thoughts on that.
Please do.
I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together we're at Game _ at Game _ Stitch on Twitter. You can find us there if you want. If not, then we'll be back here next week. You can talk to us here anytime. podcast@gamestitch.com if you want to email us. That's how you electronic mail us.
Yeah.
That's a different one. It's like a follow up. Well, the Barney song is in this playlist. That should tell you how annoying that Charmin song is, that the Barney was in that playlist. You have closing thoughts for anybody?
I have none. Stay safe out there.
Yeah.
And play Terminator Resistance if you're into Terminator. Yeah.
Stay home if you can.
Stay home if you can.
Yeah. Not a lot of times where there it's cool not to go to work. So if it's an option, then take advantage of it.
Mm.
And yeah, keep your distance, especially from me. Even once this calms down, just keep your distance.
Cough into your elbow and wash your hands.
Yeah.
Often.
You sing happy birthday twice out loud when you wash your hands.
There's a bunch of ways. There's a bunch of songs you can sing while you're
washing
your
hands. But sing that out loud as loud as you can while you're doing
it. Just go on Google.
Don't touch your phone, though, because you have the germy hands. Wash your phone is what we're saying. Stick it in boiling water.
Wash your phone. Yep. With some soap.
Mm-hmm. Put it in the dishwasher. Top rack.
Right.
Top rack, dishwasher safe. That's what somebody needs to come out with, a phone I can throw in the dishwasher.
I think you're the only one who's really requesting that.
Because I'm the only one that just had that idea. I'm going to email it to myself so they can't.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You should. Yeah.
This has been episode 376. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.